old days, the boudoir was considered a sanctuary where a lady could retire in privacy. But in this age of candid cameramen, nothing is sacred.
I feel sorry for my wife, this is a side of me she shouldn't see. Whips and chains, leather masks, nah, I couldn't be. Peeping into windows ever since I was a youngin'. Sat silent, jack violent, never heard me coming. Till the day she caught me and she brought me in a home. Smiled at me cocky and she asked if I'm alone. Said she heard me creeping, spot my eyes peeping. Flowers out a window, covered up in semen. Knew my dirty secrets and she told me call a lawyer. Cause a jury full of women gonna crucify a voyeur. Smiled at me evil and her eyes were looking cold. Said she'd keep a secret if I did just what I'm told. Thought of being spied upon, it always made her wet. Had a leash and collar handy if she ever found a pet. Feelings of regret, should have left when I had a shot. Handcuffs, ball gags, and a riding crop.
Down through the ages, women have paid meticulous attention to the matter of dressing. They have consumed hours and hours in getting just the precise effect desired. Each dainty garment has been donned with the utmost care and thought. No amount of time or effort has been considered wasted if the final result was alluring glamour.
Put her panties on my face, then I slipped into a coma. Chloroform on him, I was slipping with a boner. Thought I was a goner till she slapped me in my face. Finally coming to, I wake up in a different place. Heart begins to race, find him chained her to a chair. Emerges from the shadows, welcome me into a lair. Said she'd teach a lesson that would surely test the man in me. Stiff as fuck, this has always been a fantasy. Twisting on my nipples and she biting on my tongue. Spit up in my face and told me that I couldn't come. Said that I was pervy and more dirtier than she. A couple lessons left and she was gonna let me free. Started grabbing on my balls, almost crushed them in her hand. Yanked on them and screamed that you can never trust a man. Something in her snapped and then I knew I was in danger. Bitch, pull out a knife, you can never trust a stranger.
But ladies, when it came to undressing, that was something else again. Technique was thrown to the winds. Angles were disregarded. Charm and allure were entirely forgotten. Miss Barry has a subtle artistic ability to inject suspense into her disrobing. A most commendable habit, ladies.
The first couple slashes on my chest were superficial. I knew she wasn't playing when she started pulling pistols. Bashed me with the butt of it, just for the fuck of it. Blood was on the barrel and this bitch started sucking it. Tried to make amends, but God doesn't love a perv. Every time she cut me, she said that's what I deserve. Wish I passed up from the pain, truly thought that I was dying. Accepted it as fact, that prevented me from crying. A couple days I'm missing on the week, it's on the TV. Cops came knocking, she just claimed she never see me. Keep me here for years or she could kill me in a week. So I decide to play along, ask permission when I speak. Place kisses on her feet, never look her in the eyes. 4 years later, I'm in prison but alive. I survived but enslaved to someone sick. Let that be a lesson when you're thinking with your dick.
Have you noticed the poise of the body? The rhythm of each graceful movement? To the appreciative, there is in a scene like this something truly uplifting. Style, charm, and distinction come from neither beauty nor money, nor a combination of the two. They are the simple result of aesthetic sense, cultivated taste, and a persistence in maintaining the lovely little tricks that every girl practices on her first sweetheart. It isn't what you obviously reveal, but what you artfully conceal that makes disrobing an intriguing art.